Okay.
There you go.
Basically, again, guys, Brian, I'm going to just introduce myself in what I then much later in my life learned as what is our mama's kuba. So I'm going to say, Ti konske ato roha titake hura tri kri kais nga porin kare kaisi kai gangans. What I basically said, my name is Teroga. I am based in Cape Town, but Cape Town, not what the colonizers called this place, but Quick Ice is what our ancestors, our Khoi ancestors called this place. And Gangans, thank you for this opportunity. The work that I do, and I think I'm going to say kare in Khoi Khoi means to praise. So I want to praise all the speakers before me, because I think if there's one word that always just guides my work is this Khoi word called kakapusa. Kakapusa means erasure, amnesia. And being a Khoi person in South Africa already means that we are erased. We have a country that refuses to acknowledge that we are still here. We have a country intentional about pretending that we were all perished, you know, many years ago. And then on top of that, you still have now a queer identity. And so here we end up now becoming double victims. And I'm going to say victims in brackets of this kakapusa. And my work is then to challenge that erasure. And Khoi Khoi also has another set of words that we use now. Hatake'a means that we are here. And we are not going to leave. We never left as Khoi people, as queer people. We have never left. And we are going to be intentional about claiming space in spaces, in conversations where we are still not welcome. I want to say, you know, for me, my work, you know, as a Khoi queer writer has been about finding the acceptance that colonial society took from me and reclaiming my identity, going back to the words of my ancestors, you know, understanding that we come from a people who celebrated women. That has given me so much sasa, you know, peace and comfort. And so my work continues to, I often tell people, and I think I read it from somebody, that we don't uplift our work. We don't ukai our work. Our work lifts us up. And so for me, I just often just tell people, I am a tutu. Tutu aun. Tutu means a disruptor. And I say this with pride, Misa, because in this country, people, Khoi people are not supposed to exist. Queer people, LGBT people, two-spirited people, we are not supposed to exist, but we are here. And that for me, you know, at times people don't want that, but you know, that keeps us going to say that even if you don't want us, we are still here and we have never left.
Thank you. That was a powerful introduction, Teroga. And I just want to thank you. And yes, that goes back to say, you know, the name of this webinar is that we've always been here, and that's what we're here today to say, that we're not new to this. We're not an invention, as many people want to believe, a Western invention. We've always been here and we will never leave. And you're right about that. And I'd like then to ask you, and in your article, and I want to say in your article, as I was reading your article, I felt in many ways that you were telling my own story. And the stories of many people, many queer people who may be watching this today or may listen to it later, if they go to read your article, they will also feel identified by what you described there. So I'd like to ask you, in your view, how did colonization and Christianity disrupt the understanding of gender and gender relations in your community? And if you could relate that to your own story, the way you lived it in your story.
Yeah, for me, you know, obviously Christianity and colonization was violent. It was wicked. It was It was a complete kwa kuvu kuvu. Kwa kuvu kuvu means a destruction of what was us, what was innately in us, what connected us to the land. And my journey of understanding my koi koi identity, koi koi meaning people of people, and learning our language was then to understand that we came from a people and we still come from a people that celebrated our woman. Koi koi society still is and have only ever been a matrilineal society. But we lost that because we forgot that words that we spoke for thousands of years spoke to that. And there's one word in koi koi that I often just remind people about is taras. Taras. Taras means woman, but taras also means supreme leader. And when the colonizers came and Christianity came, they took those words from our mouths. They took the consciousness from our mouths, from us, forced us to believe in their Bibles and their stories that now suddenly spoke about the man being the head of the household, that the man is the person in charge. And that was completely in contradiction to what happened on this land. And for me, finding challenging, you know, that what we were taught to believe that now it's all about the men, and realizing, but hey, in Khoi society, our women have only ever been our taras and supreme leader. When I discovered that, you know, you also then realize, but if we come from women, if we come from taras, then being who we are means that we are Anu, we are perfect, because mothers, women, they love unconditionally. What comes from them is perfect. And we were then taught by these colonizers, because of the patriarchy and the sexism and the corrupt teachings in their Bible, that we have to celebrate our women and our men. And suddenly when you go back and you go realize, but hey, we were never about men. We celebrated women. But then when you celebrate our woman, you also celebrate then everyone that comes from her. And if I come from a woman, you know, then I, as a queer person, I as a person that, and this is a story I tell people, for me now being, you know, understanding our koi identity, because koi koi means people of people. It doesn't talk about a man of man or woman of woman. It talks about people. Koi koi as an ideology, as a Christ, reminds us about the humanity, that you are a person who matters. You are a person on this land. And when colonization and Christianity rooted in capitalism and theft and murder, when they brought that, they disrupted us. And for us now, it is to go back and say, what can our language teach us? Because in our language is the ideas that guided us on these lands for thousands of years.